In the first Dhammapada, Manu seems to be used not as a sense gate, but as sort of a leading part of consciousness.
The first verse of Dhammapada?
Mm-hmm. Manu, the mind is chief, the all that follows.
It is Manu, yeah.
Manu Maya.
The Buddha is not 100% consistent. Also, as I said, there's quite a lot of overlap. Like, you know, you've got vijnana both being a liberated quality. 99.9% of the time, it means sense consciousness. But in these teachings, it has a very, very different, completely different flavor. That's why, in a way, part of the forest tradition's lack of emphasis on verbal teachings and more emphasis on meditation and wise reflection. Just say, taking that first verse of the Dhammapada, that mind is the forerunner of all things, manomaya and so on, that's to take up that verse and sit on it, you know, contemplate that and say, well, when it says mano, what's it referring to? How do I feel that? What's the felt sense of that description of the Buddha? When it says mano, is it that which is deciding, that which is leading, that which is experiencing? What is that? So you're using the meditation to explore and investigate. Then the words get a much more substantial meaning. It's not just a sound that you're recollecting, but it's mapped on to your own sort of felt sense, your own experience. But it's quite common, the Buddha's fairly flexible, as I said, broad brush use of language, and is not sort of hyper-specific, which I think in Indian philosophy is a very, very kind of a much sought after. Well, in Western philosophy as well, kind of being sort of hyper-detailed exactly what terms refer to and what they mean in an absolute sense. And it seems that the Buddha quite deliberately took a much more informal, broad brush, flexible use of language. Sometimes, you know, he has his dialogues with people who are quite pedantic. Like an earlier passage where someone says to him, you use these personal pronouns, like you say I or he or she or they, but surely this is going against your teachings on not-self. And the Buddha says, I'm just using language according to the common usage in order to communicate without any delusion about a separate independent I. So it's just, he's using the conventions of speech for the sake of convenience and communication. When he says I, he's not making a declaration about a permanent independent Atman, but just from here, this, rather than saying the Tathagata, once in a while, he does say I. It's not kind of rigidly enforced. The Buddha's really inconsistent. This is not reliable. You know, he should say Tathagata all the time if he was being consistent. But it's not the tone, it's not the flavor of the canon.